Facebook Live and YouTube. And Jen, you know, it's always fun when we get the actors and actresses in the studio.
Paparazzi.
Our friends from the Rock Hill Theater are here. And when Jen saw this on the schedule, she was excited.
She was
like, hey, we can start talking where I live, and she lives in the theater and dance world. So happy to have our friends John Knipe, Jordan Smith, and Emmett Herndon in to tell us about the musical Oliver, John, which opens up this Friday.
Yep. So Rock Hill Theater's doing Oliver, as you said. I'm happy to be the music director of the show. Taryn Hoyt is the director. We open Friday night, 7 p.m. We have shows this weekend and next weekend, except July 4th. We have a Thursday show and matinees on the weekends. And rockhilltheater.org for tickets.
I know a lot of people may out there familiar with the Oliver story, but can you share exactly what is the Oliver story? What is it about?
Sure. It's I think they even say it's very loosely adapted from the Charles Dickens story, Oliver Twist. The musical itself is, we learned, is turned 66, I think, like the day we close or the day after we close. It's Victorian London, and got some interesting characters in there. And, of course, Oliver, who is over here to my left, is an orphan and gets kind of mistreated and passed around from several just awful groups of people before finally getting a little bit more of a happy ending. And lots of kids in the show, lots of big songs. It's emotional. It's got some darker scenes. It's got humor. It's got a little bit of everything.
It's a big exciting show. Lots you're Oliver?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have a star in the room, Chris.
We do. Now, you want to introduce our two guests you brought along, because you always brought guests and the roles they're going to be playing.
Sure. So we have Jordan Smith right here, who is playing Nancy, and Nancy does not have a last name, I don't think.
No,
just Nancy.
It's Victorian London.
Like Madonna.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Elvis. Elvis has a last name.
Emmett Herndon is playing the title character, Oliver.
Does Oliver have a last name?
Twist.
Oh,
which is made up by the factory ward that basically not adopts him but takes him in, sort of.
Oh, they made
that
up.
They just makes up a name for him.
Okay.
Well, Jordan, also known as Nancy, if you want to tell us about your background and what led you into wanting this role, and then about the Nancy character.
It's actually really funny. I was in Oliver when I was in fourth grade. And I was like orphan number 7, and so I banged my plate on the ground.
So you moved up a little bit in the roles.
Absolutely.
It's a really beautiful character, and I'm so blessed, like, to, you know, get the chance to play her. But what I love about Nancy is we meet her. She's a woman in Victorian London, and we meet her in some very oppressive circumstances.
Okay.
And yet she has so much joy and life about her, which I just love. But she, her world is rocked when she meets Oliver, because she realizes that she might be worth a little more than she thought originally.
Wow, so. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So is she like an adopted, like, what
she,
age is Nancy?
Nancy is about 23, okay. I think. And she is part of the group that Oliver runs into when he moves to London.
Okay.
And they kind of meet by chance, and she just kind of takes a liking to him immediately kind of takes him under her wing a little bit.
Yeah, there's kind of like a whole street gang of kids that
gets
adopted in.
Yes.
Now,
and
Jordan,
she's like a big sister, yeah.
Tell you are in school right now, and you're aspiring to be an actor, an actress in the future.
Yes, sir. I'm a musical theater and dance major at Converse. Go Vols. Which is just great. And I get to wake up every day and do what I love. So what more can you want? You know?
What do you feel the future holds for you?
I don't know. I mean, really, wherever God takes it is where I'll go. Just doing theater, and, you know, there's so many opportunities now and so many job opportunities for it. So I'll just kind of go where the train takes me.
That's great. And did you do theater all through school?
Yes,
what
ma'am.
Did that look like?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
At your high school, or?
Yes, ma'am. Oliver was one of the first shows that I did as a kid. Because my mom, thank you, mom, put me into
yes,
into theater.
Thank your mother.
Thanks, mom. And after that, I don't know, I just really fell in love with it, and kind of then I realized it could be a career opportunity.
Yeah.
When I got a little older, and I was like, oh yeah, we're doing this. So.
Okay, so tell me what you would say to some teenagers out there that are looking to do some theater this summer.
I would say absolutely give it a shot, and it's, you know, it's something, a lot of times it's stepping out of your comfort zone, mm-hmm. but it's like such a beautiful thing. And the people, the relationships that you build sure. in an industry like that is just really, really beautiful. And people will tell you that there's not jobs, but there are. There's a ton of jobs in theaters. So
it's so great to know. Yes. Do you feel like it helps you express yourself?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, that's my main form of creativity. Yeah. So
yeah, I love that.
By the guy to your left, I'll let you introduce the main character from
yes.
the show.
So this is Oliver, and I'm going to brag on him really fast. Emmett turned 11 in the rehearsal process for this wow. show and is an incredibly talented actor, and I love Emmett very much. So take it.
Oh. All right, so Emmett, tell us about you. How long have you been in musicals, and is this your first lead role?
Yeah, it's actually my first show, actually.
Whoa!
Whoa, so, go big or go home,
no
Emmett.
Kidding.
Yes, Emmett. So I first got like into theater when my brother, me, my sister and my older brother all auditioned for, School of Rock. And like, I think it was showing up in Imagine On in Charlotte. I don't know much else about it, but, so my brother got, an understudy for one of the lead kids, Freddie. And he got played as James, basically like a security guard. And I just thought that it was really cool. And I actually had an acting class in like my homeschool group. And I just pretty much just fell in love with acting. It was like really fun. And when I heard like that there was Oliver, I've actually been told by my siblings that I have a very Oliver personality. So,
okay.
And like his parts and like the songs and stuff are definitely in my voice range.
Wow.
And like singing and acting, like I was like, why not? And yeah,
look at you. It was made for you.
We should say that Emmett's dad, Matthew, over there is also in the show, and Emmett's brother, Levi, is in the show as well.
Yes.
So what is your dad and brother playing in the show?
So my dad is playing, he plays a lot of roles. He okay. plays like the... he plays one of the governors of the workhouse with like the orphan kids, and he also plays like a knife seller. Ooh. And like
do you get to interact with him during the show at all?
Yeah, he's actually he plays a policeman.
Yeah, you can tell.
And
you can tell.
So there's a part where like I get taught how to like steal because like I join like a set of bandits, but I'm not very good at it. So. Yeah, I ended up like running away and stuff, and then my dad, who plays a policeman, catches me and gets to knock me out.
Nice, I like it.
Interesting.
So do y'all work on that at home? Is that something you'll practice? At home?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What now? You said your brother's awesome. What role is your brother playing?
So he is like ensemble and stuff. He plays one of like the people in the gang, and also one of the orphan kids in the workhouse.
Okay.
Do
you get along in the show, or you got like enemies in the show?
So, usually, he doesn't really have any lines, but, I mean, in the workhouse, like I ask for more and then they like basically wrap me out and they're like, yeah.
Oh, it's so kind of like home. Yeah.
All the people, like they're like, like they catch me and like who is this? And then
I
they say Oliver.
He gets chased a lot.
Yeah, I get chased.
He spends a lot of time running.
All right.
Yeah.
So
it's a good workout.
For both of you, you can answer this question. What do you enjoy most about acting? And we can start with you first, Emmett.
Just being able to like just portray like how like I just like I basically I get like let's say I get a script on something to act and I'm like it just feels really fun to like be able to know like how like it's kind of confusing but it's just something that I've always liked and it's just something that I'm good at and I just think that probably the main reason that I like it is just the way that you get to like act different characters. I just mm-hmm. think that it's really fun because the way like I'm really good at like acting, like because like I can like act as different characters, and I think like it's really cool how I get a character and I can just pretend to be them.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Because, like, when I was a kid, like, usually when I was a younger kid. We maybe from, like, video games or shows that we watched, me and my siblings were, like, basically, like, make our own, like, game out of it. We're, like, we'd, like, pretend to be, like, the characters, and then that was probably my first point of, like, really acting, pretending to be a character.
Well, what about you, Jordan?
I think that there's something that's, like, so beautiful and special when you can put yourself in someone else's shoes. And I think that's really important. And I think that theater is one of the best ways that we can express ourselves and talk about, like, hard topics. Because people go see a show and then suddenly they're talking. If they go see Oliver, suddenly they're talking about, we're talking about abuse, and we're talking about, like, some pretty hard topics that we wouldn't normally be, like, talking about. And people are a little bit more willing to kind of open themselves up to that in the setting of a show or something like that. And so, aside from me just loving doing it, like, I just really, it fills my cup, you know?
It's a deeper meaning.
There's a deeper meaning. And, you know, there's shows that I've done where people have hard conversations after, and so you kind of leave people a little bit better than maybe you found
them. Good for you. I love that.
John, if you can close us out with, again, the details where people want to see Oliver this coming weekend, of course, through the next week.
So we open Friday, and we have shows Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then next Thursday. We are off for July 4th. For our, you know, to be nice to our actors. And then shows this Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are at rockhilltheater.org. Theater is TheaterE. And you can get tickets for the shows there. Friday night is sold out, and we're tickets are you know, getting a little scarce for a lot of the shows. So
they're getting limited. So again, the Rock Hill Theater presents Oliver opening this Friday. Guys, break a leg, as they say.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
It is 7:51 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.
Brisk traffic for a Monday morning. No accidents or incidents reported, however, for our friends in York, Lancaster, and Chester County. Rock Hill, busy but accident-free. Dave Lau Boulevard, Cherry Road, and Selanese Road. 77 northbound is still a good ride out of York County to the state line. North of the border, clearing stages, earlier accident. Providence Road northbound approaching Queens Road. Still on the scene, disabled motorist there. Eastfield Road westbound at Old Statesville Road. Working an accident, North Tryon Street northbound near West 28th Street. Have another one on the way right now downtown by the stadium. West Moorhead Street inbound at Mint Street. Accident being worked. I-485 outer loop off ramp to I-85 south. In the traffic center, I'm Stephen Stone.
Warm and steamy weather is back across the Tri-County for the new work week, with low 90s and the heat index in the upper 90s again today, so the full-on summer steam is going to be back. We'll be watching for late evening thunderstorms. Some of those could bring a damaging wind threat. I'm meteorologist Keith Monday from Channel 9 Eyewitness News.
When you think of memory care, you want your loved one to feel safe and well cared for. I'm Jeannie with Harbor Chase Riverwalk, and we help our seniors live a fulfilled life safely through our care. Ask about our memory care at the Cove and $1,000 off rent for a year for all June move-ins. Harbor Chase Riverwalk on Facebook.
We Didn't Know You Did That is presented by Champion Services, remodeling and renovating homes and businesses for 30 years. ChampionServicesInc.com.
John Warden is back with us from Champion Services, and it is the season to do something with the deck. The deck may be falling apart. It doesn't look good. Can you help?